Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. Welcome to the premiere episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thrilled to have the opportunity to bring you this brand new podcast. Before we get into our premiere episode, I'd like to remind you that once again, if you like what you hear, please go to iTunes and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. We appreciate you in advance for that. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram and Twitter, and also Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That is at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, share with all your friends. And you can also check with us on our website, ICBWPodcast.com. Once again, that is ICBWPodcast.com. And as we mentioned in our preview episode, for the rest of the year, we'll be picking a random listener who's left a comment and rated us on iTunes or connected with us on social media and shared our content. So once again, if you've rated us on iTunes, left a comment, connected with us on social media, and shared our content, you're going to get a prize pack. And that's going to include one of our t-shirts and some really practical merchandise that I know that you're going to love. And as I said previously, I know you're going to love it because I'm not going to give you some shit that you cannot use. So you are definitely going to love it. So without any further delay, we're going to get this premiere episode rolling. I'd like to introduce my partner once again. He is connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner. My partner. Podcast crime, man. Reg, what's up with you, bro?
What's up, Fresh? Hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You ready to do this, man?
Yes, sir. Let's do it, man.
Let's do it. Let's the topic for today, man, and I know that this is going to be a... You know, I hope that it's not controversial per se, but I really want it to be thought-provoking because it's something that kind of puts a wedge in between the black man and the black woman. It's one of those things where there's a lot of assumptions that are made, but not a lot of communication that's made, and we want to kind of clear up a few things on it. Because I feel like that it'll make us all better going forward. And the topic of today's episode is what is a real man, or what makes a real man. And we wanted to approach this episode right out of the chute because we wanted you to know exactly where we stood in this, because we are a believer in black love. We are a believer in black relationships. We are proponents of a nuclear black family, and we definitely want to put some thoughts out there for everyone to consider, because if we don't have communication and if points of views aren't shared in earnest, then, you know, we're gonna keep going backwards, or at best, we're gonna be at a standstill and we'll never get over the hump that, you know, that we're on right now. Because quite frankly, you know, just from my perspective, from meeting a lot of people and talking to a lot of people and, you know, having experiences myself, it seems like that black men and black women are in a pissing contest with each other to see who is the... who's the most hurt?
Right.
You know, who has done the most damage to the other?
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, no. Black men have done this. You know, as soon as they get rich, they go and get a white chick and, you know, put them on their arm. And, you know, black men are like, man, you know, all these thoughts out here, man, you know, all they want to do is, you know, get your money. And, you know, they want to try to trap you and yada, yada, yada. And both positions, honestly, are you know, from just people that I know, are complete and total bullshit.
Right.
Because basically what people want is love, trust, honesty, communication. If you can get some wild ass sex in there too, I mean, that's ice to the cake or whatever.
That's pretty much, yeah.
I mean, you know, if you could throw that in there too, but you know, we wanted to discuss, some things and to kind of let, women know at least where two men stand on it. And I think that we're pretty confident in saying that there are more men like us than there are of the other variety that think the opposite. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we want you to realize that there are really good brothers out here waiting for you, looking for you, checking for you hard, you know, wanting to do great things with you.
Of all ages too, brother.
Of all ages?
I mean, you know.
Of all ages. So,
I mean, I'm off the market, but I'm just saying. There's some brothers out here that's just really eligible.
Right.
They're eligible.
And so, you know, again, you know, we want to, you know, put just a few thoughts out there to maybe, you know, kind of perpetuate a little bit of communication. You know, we want women to be able to communicate in earnest, not, you know, to talk to us, not talk at us about what their needs are. And men, we have to be strong enough and deliberate enough and heartfelt enough to be able to accept, you know, some of the blame for the situation as it is right now, but instead of striking back, you know, when you have a problem, there's always an opportunity for communication and resolution. There's also an opportunity for empathy. There's also an opportunity for healing. And we are in that particular state. I mean, it even if it doesn't affect you permanently, the world around you, you know, when it comes to black men and black women, we are at that state where we need to openly communicate. That's so right. Again, we're going to talk about it just for a little while today. And, first, we just want to talk about, you know, some of the stuff that's out there in regards to social media. You'll see a bunch of memes out there that talk about what a real man is. And it's one that I actually came across today that's once I got past all the grammatically incorrect shit that's on here, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm a grammar snob, at some point, even though media. I talk slang and I'm not grammatically perfect when I speak, but I hate trying to decipher.
But it's the internet.
I understand that shit, but I understand here, right? That. But I mean, this shit right here is like people are speaking some lost Tibetan language. I mean, I don't really get this shit. So, you know, it's like letter, emoji, word, half word, emoji, half word, letter, 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 emoji, 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 word, 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 emoji. I just don't get that shit.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
Is it an age thing? Or is it, you know, do you think this is a 45 or 50 year old woman who's posting this, these type of things?
I'm not really sure, but nonetheless, it says a woman should never be struggling financially, spiritually, and it says insecurely, but I think what they're trying to say is that the woman should not feel insecure,
right?
Or should not be struggling emotionally, financially, spiritually with a grown man laying next to her. You know, that's a lot to unpack right there, man.
That's heavy.
That's really heavy. And you know, the one thing that I immediately thought about this shit when I saw it was like, damn, who hurt you? You know what I'm saying?
Scarred.
You know, you are seriously scarred. And I'm not trying to make light of anybody's
pain.
Relationship plight, because relationships are serious shit. I mean, I'm not trying to make light of it, but there's seriously a lot to unpack with that. And these are the type of things that we're going to be talking about today, because we want to get across to the ladies that we feel you. You know, if you think that this is what makes a real man, you know, in some regards, I mean, we really agree with you. We're not even disputing that. But the fact of the matter is that there are instances where these type of men are allowed to exist and to continue to, you know,
to exist.
And you're right, and to keep putting these actions forward. Some of it is your fault, ladies.
Yeah.
Some of it is your fault. You know, and a lot of it is our fault too.
Right.
So that's kind of what we want to get to the bottom of. I mean, we don't want to. We know what kind of men we are. So, you know, we're not going to beat you over the head with that. However, what we do want to get out of this particular episode is to, you know, bring some context to, you know, different situations as to what a real man would do. Compare that to what situation you may be in and then make a decision, because at the end of the day, you have to make a decision about who you decide to build with. You know, we're not out here snatching people up and saying, yo, you gonna make this home with me, woman. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no job. You know, I got six baby mamas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yo, you gonna let me lay in your bed. Right. You know what I'm saying? This is what you gonna do.
And I'm glad you brought it up that way, because a woman chooses, okay? Women eventually choose. All right? So, you know, it's not up to the man to, you know, sort of figure this thing out. A woman at the end of the day gets to choose, all right? They cannot force their way into a man's heart, to a man's delight. You know, for an example, you know, back in the day when I used to club, where you go out.
Used to club.
Come on, I club and club in the living room and in the den nowadays.
Didn't I see you on Facebook at the CIAA joint though?
No, that was your twin. But you know, for an example, you go out and dude, we grow up always getting rejected from women, right? We hear no a lot. And I don't care who you are, where you're from. We always reject it. It's the woman who typically is going to say yes. I'll give you the time of day. Yes, I'll take a drink from you. Yes, you can buy me this. Yes, you can be in my company. So women typically have that that status or that position in society, in social society, if you will, if I could say social society, to call the shots.
Definitely
and
call
so
the shots.
If they call the shots, I'm not saying that they don't get, you know, done over, you know, done wrongly. Or what have you, but you know, it's some dudes out here that they're really dirty.
Yeah, we fuck up a lot though. We fuck up a lot.
Yeah, we do, and we have in the past a lot. But for the guys, like you said earlier, representing those guys that really mean well, ladies, look, you have to recognize real for real. There was talking about memes. There's a meme that I like. It says, "Real eyes realize real lies." So a woman who typically has that intuition should be able to and can usually realize those things when a dude is dirty or what,
right,
what have you.
Right.
And so they should be in position to call those shots, to
right,
say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to, going back to the meme, it says a woman should never be struggling financially, spiritually, insecurely, or emotionally with a grown man laying next to her. That implies that dude is lazy, dude is not doing anything, or hey, you know what, I'm depending on him,
right,
to be the woman that I should be.
But it also says that she's allowing him to lay next to her.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
it says
you let
laying
him in
next.
Right,
right,
right, right.
It insinuates a you know what they call it, the Netflix and chill.
I don't know nothing about that.
I don't know it either, but hey, that's what it's implying. So women, you know, ladies, I think just have to, I mean, all of us need to sort of take within ourselves, know yourself, right? You got to know who you are, know what you're willing to deal with, what you're willing to tolerate and put up with. I mean, that's what a lot of us figure out in marriage. no matter what relationship, whether you marry or not, I figure any relationship with a person, you got to figure out, hey, how do I cure me first? You know, what are some things, some shit I need to handle first within me before I can worry about being, you know, financially, spiritually, being secure? How can you, I never, this always perplexes me as far as being secure. I'm looking outward to you to be secure for
right,
me.
Right. And that's kind of ass backwards.
Yeah. Right. That shows your insecurity.
Right.
And really either man or woman. But in this case, we hear a lot of that, you know, from women. And, you know, we hear it through different talk shows. From a Wendy Williams, you know, who talks different things. I mean, the whole Me Too movement, that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, that's a whole nother. I do want to say something about that later, though.
Yeah. And, you know, really the feminist movement, you know, feminism, I don't think is for black women.
Definitely not for black women. Don't even get me started on that bullshit, man. Because, you know, to me, and I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone, man. You know, feminism started because white women had problems with white men.
Right.
You know, they didn't give a fuck about black women then. And then you got black women still catching hell, you know, right, from the workplace to public places, you know, getting abused and getting mistreated in all types of situations. And you know, white women are keeping their fucking mouth shut. So
right,
this is how I feel about it. I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, but that's
tell us how you really feel.
That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm more than supportive of any positive movement that involves, you know, my black women. Right. You know, if you want to develop one, we're promoting on the podcast all day, every day. But yeah, you know, get up out that feminism bullshit. It's not for you. All you have to do is just look at the poll numbers
right,
for 45. 45 is in the White House because of white women. That tells you everything you need to know.
That sort of helped. That helped. And that's a whole nother episode.
Yeah, that's a whole nother episode. But I'm saying that the numbers bear that shit out. So, you know, it's irrefutable.
Right. And I mean, on top of that, I mean, we talk about the feminist movement. They always seem to put black women as the face of the feminist movement. So, you know, everything that they want to accomplish, they seem to want to highlight and promote, you know, that black imagery.
You know why, though, don't you? Because black women get shit done, bro. I mean, and I know it's a cliche, you know, when people say, hey, you know, call the black woman. If you need some shit done, get, you know, call the black woman. That is probably the realest shit that I've ever seen on social media.
Well, I mean, the black woman raised the world. Right. I mean, if you want to take it that way,
yeah, I mean,
definitely raised, they raised families, you know, throughout slavery, they raised, you know, white children.
Right.
They're
good at keeping secrets too, man. Cause they still ain't show these white women how to season chicken. So,
no Lowry's.
See those? They're good at keeping secrets. But all bullshit aside, though, I mean, you know, black woman's womb is the only womb that can make every single complexion and color known to man.
That's true.
You know, and that's why, you know, the divinity, and I'm not using that term loosely. That's why the divinity of the black woman should be, you know, should be cherished and should be admired to no end. So,
that being said, then these memes, you know, sort of negate that whole point. If you are exactly the mother of the world, right? If you are the mother of humanity,
right?
Then nothing should stop you from being, you know, sort of struggling in those type of ways, especially when you're talking about insecurity and emotions. Again, another episode
for another day.
Sort of dig into that.
Right. I mean, because like, I mean, when you think about it, man, I mean, you know, we don't, men, you know, we don't know anything about who we really are until we meet, you know, the woman that really either takes us down through there and lets us know how fucked up we really are.
Or they stretch
our, you know, emotional bandwidth and, you know, penetrate our heart and psyche and emotion so much that we realize that, man, I really haven't even been in love before until right. I met
that's true
this woman. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right. You know, women bring that type of shit out. I mean, that's power that is that's beyond measure.
That's right.
So again, to your point, you know, ladies, when you're out here creating these memes about, you know, men ain't shit and men aren't doing this and real men don't do this and real men don't do that, look, we agree with you. I mean, we wholeheartedly agree with you. You know, when you're dealing with, you know, certain situations, especially when it comes to marriage and dating, there's certain roles that, you know, that we should play. But you have to assess your tolerance level and decide that you're not going to put up with this shit. You know, because at the same time, men are like kids. You know, we'll do shit. You know, what did I think it was, and I'm going to age myself here, but I think it was Eddie Murphy in Delirious. I think it was like, you know, 1985. 86. And he was doing the stand-up act, and he was doing the, you know, impression of his dad.
Right.
You know, he was like, you know, give a nigga rope, he want to be a cowboy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, if you let us do a bunch of shit, we're going to do that shit, ladies. I mean, that's just how it is.
Yep. They said a man will do... And they always say, why does a man cheat or why does a man do things, right, that we don't understand? And usually it's because the dude can do it.
Right.
Or at least is given the opportunity from his partner, from his woman,
right,
you know, to do it. It doesn't make it right, but that's pretty much what it comes down to.
Yeah, and it's not to say, and we need to get this straight, too. It's not to say that you should be micromanaging the behavior of your man. You know, that's not what we're saying. We're not saying, oh, I need to act this way so my man won't cheat. I need to do this so my man won't cheat. I mean, those are things that if you have an emotionally, spiritually, and secure relationship, that he's going to do for you automatically. I mean, you can't make a motherfucker do for you shit that he is not ready to do.
Right.
That's just plain and simple, but... You know, there's several instances where women think that they can just, you know, build a man up based on what the woman themselves can do. I mean, yes, you're beautiful. Yes, you're smart. I mean, black women are, I think I read a statistic, they're, you know, the most educated demographic out there now.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you're doing shit. Black women are killing shit out of it. I mean, just... Dude, I'm telling you, black women are have been killing shit and are killing shit right now. But at the same time, those things, those attributes, as positive and as beautiful as they are, do not keep somebody with you. They don't determine whether or not a man is going to be faithful and whether they're going to do the things that are necessary to build a strong family. And I'm saying that to say, because I don't want to get too far off track. What I'm saying is that from two men, at least just two, sitting right here, we don't condone the bullshit that goes on within those relationships.
Right.
You know, that's thing that, and that's what I think that you, when I say you, I mean ladies that are listening. That's what I think that you need to realize, that yeah, real men don't do the shit that you're experiencing. We agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're, you know, there's some men out here that are trying to hold these dudes accountable for doing that dumb shit. Those are the dudes that you need to be going after. Those are the, and maybe it's our fault because we're not vocal enough. You know, I think that we have failed in the way that we kind of stick to the bro code.
You know? Right.
You know, we say bros over hoes and all this other dumb shit.
Right.
You know, so we've done our part, you know, to perpetuate, you know, the cycle that keeps us from unifying and keeps us from having, you know, strong families.
So with that being said, is it our responsibility individually as black men to check, sort of G-check another dude? You know,
the short answer is yes. The long answer is depending on the type of relationship that you have. Also, depending on what type of influence you have, whatever your sphere of influence is. You can make sure that that particular circle is tight enough to where people understand where you're coming from. You know, I honestly feel like that over time, the people that you are around are going to absorb some of the shit that you're putting down.
True.
You know, and when you see some things, if you're close enough, if I'm not close enough to you to ask you a question, like, yo, man, what's up with that shit?
Right.
If I ain't close enough to ask you that, then we ain't really tight in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because maybe women are waiting for us to ask those questions, you know, in those cases. If somebody is being, you know, done wrongly, especially if it's a close family member or a friend, and you see that this dude is doing me wrong, right? Why don't you check him, or why don't you talk to him? Why don't you defend me? Maybe they're waiting for some of us to come to their defense in their cases. And in that case, they would be more secure, protected from their loved ones. Say, you know what? I know my boy, Reg. I know Fresh has my back, going to protect me from some of these dudes that's trying to take advantage of me. That'll make me feel more secure going out to get, you know, to find someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the only way that I see that is, I mean, you're right, you know, in some regards, but I think that it becomes a little bit problematic because a lot of folks don't want you in their business either.
That's true. But sometimes they make their business known.
Thus, exactly.
Hence the memes and exactly, everything else.
Exactly.
Facebook.
Anything else.
You know, everybody's life.
Right, right.
You love one day,
and now it's like, man, ain't shit.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it. You know,
I've seen it too. But yeah, we really need ladies to know that, I mean, we're with you in regards to the seemingly insurmountable piles of trash that you have to go through to reach somebody that is serious about you and shit. I mean, you know, we feel you on that. I mean, trust me, it's not easy on either end. But I mean, you can't give up. You can't give up. You know, I would hope that maybe you have some men in your life that you can actually talk to that are some real dudes that can, you know, I hate the word, you know, put somebody up on game, but I mean, but damn, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, you got to execute that shit though. I can give you the whole motherfucking playbook. But you have to execute it. You know what I'm saying?
You have to.
It's individual choice. You know, so you know, when you see somebody, you know, saying, you know, a real man is gonna, you know, just if you just want to keep it simple, you know, hold the door open for a lady. I mean, if your man doesn't hold the door open for you, then you got the wrong dude. Don't tweet about it.
Yeah. However, if you demand that. Because some women don't demand that.
Exactly, exactly.
So, and you know, chivalry may be dead, it may not be. I mean, it just depends on the woman. So some women may require, and some women may think it's corny. What is this guy doing holding a door open? Why? I mean, we can talk about the absence of fathers too. You know, that plays a big role as far as what a woman expects, you know, out of a man. You know, the expectations, that's a huge word, expectation, because we all have them, right?
Very big word.
So, you know, a woman may say, you know what, I just want a dude, I just want a guy to come around and tells me that he loves me, or tell, if he brings in some groceries, he's good, right? It's so many layers, right? So it's hard to really attach, you know, a particular statement. It won't apply to each woman's situation. You know, you got different echelons, right, of people. You know, what makes them tick, what they expect. You know, somebody might be listening right now like, what are these two clowns talking about? The next woman might say, right on.
Right.
Right. So, you know, we can only speak from what we know, but
right. I am curious to know, though, I mean, what are you doing to where you get to the point that you make this meme? What the fuck has been going on to where?
Man,
you talk about the sunken place. I mean, where the fuck are you in your life that you're putting up with all of that shit?
You're hurt. you're hurt. That's all. You know, how do people deal with things when they are really hurt and they don't know where to turn to, where to go? Hey, let me post this meme, right, and get some social media love. Maybe somebody will, oh, look, all these hearts I got, these likes I got, these thumbs up. Wow, somebody must agree with me. Somebody's on my page.
Right.
They on the same page, so.
You think that's what it is, man?
I think that's all it is. That's the age we're in. We're in the internet age. People lean towards, I mean, you know, hey, I have 1,000 friends. Look, they're on my social page. And they're not really real friends, or they may not have your best interest at heart. So, you know, if somebody likes what you say, thumbs up or whatever, if they're agreeable, I think that's sort of a passive thing nowadays for a lot of women and men, really. I mean, you got some real moist dudes out here. Who are,
you say motherfuckers are juicy though?
They're moist.
They juicy, man.
Yeah. And who want the same love.
Yeah,
who are
true,
digging
true.
Out here for
right.
similar attention. Black folks, we really are attention hungry people too. I mean, unfortunately. Not all of
Raise
us.
Raise his hand slowly over here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our culture.
Brother loves some attention, man. I ain't even gonna front.
It's like, hey, look at me over here. You right. know, I'm showing off, I'm showing out over here. Especially in cases where we really need to be serious. You know, you got a lot of, you know, political and social issues that plague us out here, you know, with police brutality, which is an oxymoron by the way, talking about police brutality. You got, you know, the judicial system. You keep going, everything that plagues us as Black Americans, that's out here is, you know, it's just, it's terrible, dude.
It is, man. It is. That's exactly why I think that starting off with this type of dialogue is the perfect spot for our premiere episode, because it's a lot of clown shit that's out here, you know, on these airwaves, and which is good, because a lot of it is entertaining. I listen to, you know, a lot of entertaining stuff too, but when it comes to nation building, when it comes to family building, even if you're being funny about it, man, you have to have these discussions in earnest, and you can't get pissed off by things that people say when we're trying to solve an issue. As I said, you know, a few minutes ago, man, I won't even say that there's equal blame. But, you know, there is some blame that goes both ways. But when we're talking about, you know, situational context, when you talk about marriage and when you talk about dating, you know, I feel like that we should be setting the tone, man, and putting our best foot forward, not being evasive about things, you know, being upfront about what our intentions are. Because I'm going to tell you something, man, that I've learned from experience. You have to give Black women the opportunity to choose. You can't be out here making a fool of these Black women, man. You just can't do that shit.
That's right.
You need to be straight up, man, because you never know what you end up with.
That's right.
You never really know what you end up with.
And the key word is opportunity. To choose
opportunity.
They already choose.
They're already choosing you. They're already choosing, right, to choose and naturally too. I mean, Black women, or women in general, but
right.
you know, our focus is Black women here. I mean, they decide on everything, you know?
That's true.
I mean, women set shopping trends, listening trends. You know, they decide whether or not you're gonna have sex or not.
That's true.
You know, so you know, I mean, women have that type of power, and with that power, you know, should come respect. And respectfully speaking, if you tell a woman, hey, look, I'm not really trying to enter into a long-term relationship. I'm not looking for anything like that. You know, I just want to have some fun, you know, whether it be casually or have some long-term fun. I mean, be open and explicit about what you're trying to do. I'm telling you, fellas, I am telling you, mark my word, if you are open and you are honest, you are going to win a whole hell of a lot more than you're going to lose.
That's true.
And the ones that you lose, you have really preserved for a brother that is ready to do what that other woman wants, which makes us all better. That's what we don't get. That's what we don't get. We want to run through ladies. We want to run through them. And, you know, we're fucking up the whole community doing shit like that.
Right.
You know, but if you're open and you're honest and you're saying, hey, look, this is what I want to do, you'd be surprised. A lot of women be like, you know what? I ain't trying to settle down with your ass anyway. You know, I mean, I got needs too.
Right.
Let's do what we can do when we can do it. And it's whatever. I got my own shit. I don't need you for anything.
I can be happy all by myself.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of women out there that are perfectly fine with just having maintenance, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, and if that's what you want, you might meet one to be like, okay, that's cool, because I ain't really trying to be bothered with you more than a couple hours a day any damn way. there's women out there like that.
Yeah.
I mean, without a doubt. But then there's some other women out there that are looking to be, you know, to be wives, or even to be long-term girlfriends. And for the record, I don't have a problem with being, you know, somebody being a long-term girlfriend.
Right.
But you kind of have that's another show too, I think. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you would be surprised as to how many women will say, you know what? I'm good with that. I appreciate you being honest. Mm-hmm. So now I know what category to put you in. And then the expectations are at a different level. You're not going to expect certain things from a man that you only see occasionally for certain things. And not even sexual things, but if you just know that y'all hang out at a happy hour, you know, every other Thursday or some shit like that.
That's right.
You know that that's what to expect. That way you ain't got to worry about behavioral patterns or, you know, oh, he's doing this different now. He's doing this. You know exactly what to expect out of a dude, and vice versa for men. You know what to think. Because I'm telling you, more often than not, if you're upfront with a woman, she's going to be really upfront with you. And a lot of times, she men can't handle that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Right, right.
Men really can't handle this shit. But the point being is that that's the kind of communication that you want, man. The truth hurts sometimes, man. But the truth is the truth. And it don't matter when you say it.
The truth is hard pill to swallow for everyone.
But it don't matter when you say it. The shit's always true.
That's right.
And so and that's where we need to get to, man. Get to that. And it's like, because, you know, there's no glory. I don't give a damn what dudes out there saying. They're like, man, oh man, you know, y'all caping for these chicks, man. I'm like, you goddamn right we are. You know, I know where my bread's buttered, bro. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I tell people all the time, man, it's like I'm alive today.
Yeah.
Because several black women gave a fuck about me. When every black man that was ever in my life never gave a fuck about me. So yeah, if you say I'm caping, throw the motherfucking cape on it. That's just what it is.
Throw the cape on.
That's just what it is. But yeah, I mean, you would be really surprised at how smoothly the communication will go if you're straight up. You're gonna win more than you lose. And again, like I say, the ones that you lose, they're gonna be prepared for the brother that's not out there trying to fuck around. That's out there, you know, playing and bullshitting and trying to run through women. Ladies, you have to understand that there are brothers out there that do not condone that shit. And when they see memes or hear conversations about shit that women are going through, you know, mm-hmm. You got to understand that, you know, it's guys that are like, what the fuck is going on with your life? Why are you putting up with this shit? You know?
Right.
You know, I mean, I'll give you a prime example, man. I'm not going to say any names and shit. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm not even going to go there because they're probably listening.
Oh, shit.
So I'm not even going to say that. But, you know, when you see people going through things and you see women, you know, stay in situations and you stay within a lifestyle that, you know, breeds toxicity. Mm. You have to bear the responsibility for that shit.
Yeah.
You can't make a meme.
That's right. All right. You, yeah. a meme is just a it's just an excuse, right?
Right. I mean, you can't be the one making the meme if you're not trying to make the choices, if you're not trying to make the right choices. You can't control what motherfuckers do. You can't control what fuckboys do. And ladies, I'm here to tell you that when we're amongst friends and when we're amongst strangers, we know who the fuckboys are. And we don't fuck with them.
And that goes to the definition of real men.
Of real men.
A real dude should know that.
Exactly.
Should know that.
And we don't fuck with those dudes. You know, my circle is full of guys that are responsible and that do the best things and to do the best things for, you know, for their families or for themselves without doing it on other people's backs, on other people's emotions. Those are the type of people that I like to surround myself with. You know, I have single friends, I have married friends, and everybody that I know deals in earnest and does the things that they do with the greatest intentions. The execution is not always flawless, and because relationships aren't flawless. But ladies, you have to realize that if you're not already on your ship with your, you know, with your husband, that, you know, or your long-term boyfriend, you know, your ship is coming. It's coming in soon.
And you have to surround yourself around people who are like-minded, right? So, definitely. You know, you're going to have that friend that's, you know, totally opposite, that has, you know, doesn't have maybe the same problems or struggles as you and vice versa. But in order for you to stay positive and sort of keep moving that boat along, you got to keep some real positive energy flowing. You know, it's sort of pick and choose your friends wisely. You can't choose, or you can't really select your family members, unfortunately, not all of them. But you definitely can select who you're with, who you're around, your friends, your network, and that will make a big difference as well, I think.
Definitely, man. And, you know, the last thing that we want to touch on, since, you know, we're talking about men and what men can do. If you recall, when we talked about in the preview episode, the things that we were going to be touching on, and one of the things we talked about was health. Reg, and give me your perspective on this. Do you think that, you know, a man that is doing everything possible for his family, mm-hmm. but neglects his health, is he a real man?
Well, to me, health is wealth. And if you can't take care of yourself, it goes back to man, woman, know thyself. No matter what the topic is, know yourself. If you know yourself, that means you care about yourself, you love yourself, which is your divine self. So if you love that and you take care of that piece firstly, right, then all other things will fall in place. That's what I'm striving to learn. I think that's where all of us are really striving for, whether we know it or not. But to answer your question, you know, I think that first, health is wealth. And we typically tie in wealth to financial things and material things. But think about this when you talk about health. I might be going off just subject just for a second, but to me, the greatest gift is breath, right? Air. If you can't breathe, nothing else matters. I don't care what you're doing, what your title is, where you from, how much money you got. If you can't breathe, right? So that piece of health there is critical. So if I care about how I breathe, then I have to care about me. And if I care about me, damn it, I got to care about who's around me. If I say I love you, hey, if I say that you mean a lot to me, you know, I care for you, what have you, that should be the natural order, universally speaking, that should be the natural order of how things are. We get that adoration, if you will, for existence, and to say, wow, I'm connected to that existence. There's a point to my existence right now. I might be getting a little trans, you know, well, on an astral plane here, but if I care about my existence, I care about me. If I care about me, then I can care about other people. What we do and what society trains us to do, in my opinion, is to care about other people first.
Right.
And to me, that's what that meme goes back to, is what about, what is this person not doing while I can't be who I can be?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I will say this though, man, to your point, not being able to breathe will turn your good day into a real fucked up day.
real fucked up.
You know, really, really quickly, man. So, you know, based on what you said, I mean, I definitely agree with you. But I did want to touch on some other things too, really, really quickly before we close. You know, people don't talk about how men interact with kids, with their children. I think we kind of need to change the narrative about how black men in particular, you know, treat their kids. There are always going to be extraordinary, tragically awful examples of parental behavior, no matter what the race, no matter what the gender. But I think that a conscious effort needs to be made to pump up, if you will, the existence of strong black fathers.
That's right.
You know, I I'm gonna tell you one thing that really sticks in my craw, man. It's you know, it's like every time around Father's Day and shit, man, people say, you know, Happy Father's Day and Happy Father's Day to the mothers who had to play both roles and shit like that.
Right.
You know, that kind of bugs the fuck out of me, man.
Really?
You know, it really bugs the fuck out of me because, you know, we don't do that shit for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's some, you know, there's always going to be examples, you know, it doesn't matter what the race, but there's always examples of, you know, tragically inadequate women being thrust into the role of motherhood.
That's right.
That have caused irreparable damage to children. But yet we don't say, hey, look, you know, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and all the fathers who had to play mother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We don't do that shit. You know, and then also, you know, some people say that shit and then they'll say, you know, Happy Father's Day to the fathers and the mothers who've had to play father, but they don't say, oh yeah, by the way, I was, you know, such an evil person that I didn't allow the father to be around, you know,
right.
Or, you know, or whatever the case may be. I mean, because there's a lot of there's a whole lot of situations that, you know, that we could go on and on and on about, but you know, there's a lot of bitterness, you know, and, you know, it just kind of accentuates the bitterness between, you know, black men and black women, you know, and then when we have to separate, when we have to dissolve a relationship, and then there's kids involved, we can't even be mature enough a lot of times to think of the welfare of children.
That's right.
You know, we're so stuck on what we didn't get from the other person that we don't even care about how things affect the children involved. So to that end, I want to say that, you know, real men don't do things that disparage the mother of the children. You know, you kind of let every tub stand on its own bottom. You know, if she ain't shit, it's gonna show. You don't have to publicize it. You know, same thing with women. You know, if your child's father ain't shit, it's gonna show.
That's right.
You know, but the one thing that you have to do is try to allow, you know, barring some legal reason that, you know, the man shouldn't be involved, some lawful reason, you know, you should let that man try to have a relationship, you know, with the children to be able to, you know, foster it and to, you know, give that child the support that it needs from both sides. Again, like I said, I'm not trying to turn it into that kind of podcast, but I mean, but there are some things that need to be addressed between men and women on a long-term basis. I mean, it needs to be an ongoing discussion. And I think that the one thing that could really foster that discussion is for men and women that are in those types of positions to seek help outside of the family. You know, you can't be running to your auntie because, you know, I know she got experience because she got three baby daddies kind of shit. You know, you can't do that. I think that and this is a problem within the Black community in and of itself. And man, this might be another damn show too. You know, we really need to embrace the power, the convenience, and the usefulness of therapy. You know, we need to talk about this shit, man.
Our ego won't.
Yeah, the ego won't let you
really
do it.
Let us.
Won't let you do it.
To do it,
but we need to get rid of that shit though, because a lot of these issues that we're going through, especially like I said, when a family has to dissolve, or you know, you have unexpected pregnancies, or you have irresponsible pregnancies, and that's not to put, you know, responsibility on one party or the other, but sometimes things are done irresponsibly. The ramifications and the consequences manifest themselves in the form of a child, and at that particular point, you know, it's fuck everything else. You got to do what's best for the child. So, you know, I hate bitter ass people. I hate them. Especially when there's children involved, man. It's easy for you to be bitter if you don't have children. I'm just like, okay, I can ignore you. You know what I'm right. saying? But you know, if you're involved with somebody and you're bitter, or the other person's bitter, man, that shit is hell.
Right.
And doesn't have to be. You know, these are the things that end up being generational curses, man. I mean, you know, people talk about, you know, the family structure, the family environment being a generational curse, you know, low income, you know, subpar socioeconomic value, red line neighborhoods, right. You know, wrong side of the tracks kind of thing, whatever, no opportunity, whatever. A lot of these things are, you know, generational curses, you know, when you don't make them out, when you don't make it out, and, you know, you put those burdens on the next generation, or you are irresponsible and you bring children into a situation that is not conducive to their growth, to their development, or to their success. You know, we have to break those type of curses, and we have to, you know, be more responsible in our situations in regards to bringing children into the world. I'm gonna let people know, man, it's not something that I speak about that I don't have experience with. You know, so I mean, I don't talk about shit that I don't know,
right?
And, you know, and I don't speak heavily and emotionally about shit that I have not experienced. So I mean, you have to be responsible, because there are, you know, dire ramifications that can take you a generation to, you know, to get undone,
right?
And you know, going back to the communication piece of it, these are the conversations that we need to have when we're building families. You know, when we're talking about living together, you know, cohabitating or whatnot, like I said, I'm not against that. But you have to have real conversations. You have to know, you know, who the person that you're making a family with, that you're building a family with. You know, you can't be the person that makes the meme if you don't ask the motherfucking questions. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm not talking about interviewer brothers or right. brothers interviewing sisters, but I'm saying over the course of time, you have to be strategic in the way that you get to know somebody, so you can pull the shit out of them that you need.
Right.
You know, you kind of, you know what they say, chew the meat, spit out the fat.
Mm.
You know, and you know, you have to think about your long term health. You got to think about your long term wealth. You got to think about your mental stability. You got to think about your emotional stability. You got to think about your financial stability. You got to think about all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, you have to really. You know, you can't be the one to make the meme if right. you're not approaching it that way.
That's right.
So, you know, you have anything to add on that, man?
Well, speaking of, you know, just the relationships piece, I think there are two critical things that we need to sort of have and incorporate into our relationships. And that's Q&A, questions and answers. Every problem can be solved by questions and answers. I believe that is a truism. I listen to a brother, Neely Fuller Jr., about every week. Look him up when you can. And he speaks about, he wrote a book about counter-racist code. He has a book about it. It's phenomenal.
Matter of fact, let me stop you right there, man. Let me stop you right there. Hold the thought. What we're going to do, I'm going to personally procure some copies of this particular book because I've heard wonderful things about it. We're going to secure some copies of the book. And remember when I spoke about the prize pack that's going to include a t-shirt and some other things? We're going to put that in there. So, sorry for interrupting you, man, but
okay.
The spirit moved me.
I was flowing.
I know, and, you was flowing. My bad.
Cut me there.
I've been cutting you all the time. It's kind of like that space shit that we was talking about, how every time you throw some shit down, I'm cutting it.
Oh, shit. There you go. Yeah. The space again.
But, hey, that's what it is, man.
But basically, you know, in the book is called An Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, Compensatory Counter-Racist Code. I'll let you look it up, but basically one of his, you know, things that he sort of sticks by is questions and answers. All relationships can be resolved. All problems and conflicts can be resolved by questions and answers. And I think we don't, especially as black men and women, don't really be honest with ourselves and ask the right questions at the right time. Even if, you know, let's say you're dating and, you know, the guy come, you invite a guy over and to your home and you don't know his intentions, or going back to the word expectations, I may have expectations to smash. You may have expectations just to fix dinner, you know, or right. Sit and talk or whatever.
Right.
So, hey, excuse me, what is your intention with me? What are your intentions,
but see,
sir?
That's the point. Motherfuckers lie. You know what I'm saying? And that is the pivotal point. That is the pivotal point. And I really need brothers to understand this. At that particular point, don't lie. Trust me, don't lie.
You're asking guys not to lie. I'm just saying.
I know that shit is like making
sense,
a diamond out of coal with your bare hand. I understand the mountainous journey
right.
That I'm asking brothers to climb. But I'm telling you, if you care about black women, don't lie. I'm telling you, be straight up. You would be surprised at the result. You'd be surprised.
You're right.
You'd be surprised. I'm telling you. And even if it doesn't work out the way that you want it to work out, that woman's going to have so much more respect for you that door may not actually close all the way.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, life is a marathon, bro. It ain't a sprint.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you lie up front and you get caught out there like that,
yeah,
and your intentions are proven to be malicious, you're never going to get a chance. But if you straight up, be straight up. I'm telling you,
it's inevitable that the truth will catch up with you. And it doesn't care who you are, man, woman, black, white, or whatever. It's going to have its wrath or provide its gifts and pleasures, depending on how you manage the truth. The other thing was patience. And I think a lot of us men, black men, don't really carry the patience that we need to, just to sort of piggyback from what we're saying. If a woman has a different set of expectations than you do, well, receive that and assess it and move forward. If it's no, if you just say, hey, you know, yeah, I just want to take you out,
right,
have sex with you, if that's my only mission, and if she says no, respect it and move forward
the fuck up.
With patience.
Right.
Right? Don't be the asshole that's going to, you know, like
start
you say,
yeah,
stop tripping, you know, start tripping out. But patience is really the key there. I mean, that's a large word, right?
Built on the foundation of honesty, though, because as I said before,
right,
if you're honest, that door is never really going to close.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? The respect factor,
right,
is always going to leave it cracked. Right. Even if your paths never cross again, but the fact that you are upfront and you're respectful, in my humble opinion, that always leaves a crack there. The respect factor leaves a crack.
Yeah, and there's a lot that sort of distracts us from doing that. A lot that white supremacy and racism has, a whole nother topic here,
it's a whole nother topic,
has put out into society that makes us feel the way that we feel, or, you know, sort of steers us, right? Through music, through all of our culture, everything that we think that we want to care about and have passion for, and how to even love a black woman and vice versa. There's so many deterrents that are set in place by other powers that be. And we know what those powers can be, but we have to sort of stay headstrong with that as well, and stay, as they say, woke.
All right, man. Hey, well, look, check it out. What we need you to do is to, once again, go on Apple iTunes and rate us and make comments. Interact with us on our social media. We've got a lot of giveaways that we're going to be doing this year. Just want to remind you of that. And overall, just tell us how we're doing. If you like the show, if you don't like the show, we appreciate you either way. Appreciate you taking some time. And now, Reg, it was a pleasure.
Be good, be safe, and behave, bro.
That's what it is, man. We out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Doubt it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression Reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass just decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say. And since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Doubt it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.